good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Carly, to all of my friends and relatives in Four Directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And I'm here with host Robert Pilot. This is producer Haley Cherry. I don't think we are live on our radio feed here on AM 950 yet, but we're live on socials. So we're just going to take it over here. I know we had St. Patrick's Day this past weekend, and we have a close, I guess, kind of story that goes along with our Irish relatives. And this is an article that comes out from Native Giving here. Okay, I'm getting a notice that we are on air, but I do not hear anyone else.
Hey, Haley, can you hear me?
Oh, I do have you. How are you?
Yeah, good. I don't know what's going on, but it would be a great place to start a radio station. They got big antennas outside there, and wow. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
So I think we're on the air. I'm not 100% sure, but maybe I can send you smoke signals to where you're at, and people can hear us. But you were talking, if we're just on the social media part, you were talking about a couple cool things, and one of them was when the potato famine had it. You were talking about when Ireland and St. Patrick's Day, potato famine happened, and a Native American nation donated money to people in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. It was the Choctaw Nation.
Right, and there's been a relationship with them ever since, and they built this beautiful monument with feathers in this park for in honor of that. And I feel like we've always had kind of a relationship ever since with our Irish, and they were oppressed by, of course, the English, and colonized, and told not to speak their own language, and you know, not that there wasn't food out there, but the British sent out all the food and made the Irish eat potatoes and learn their other language, or learn the British English language. And so there's big parallels there. Hey, I wonder, too, if you could talk a little bit about, we got a few minutes here, talk about who the guest is going to be on today.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Norma Baker Flying Horse is going to be back on, and her fashion design label is Red Berry Woman, and she's been on with us before, but she's been doing some very, very cool things through her work in just some fashion shows going on around Turtle Island, and working with some really big names that everyone would know in our Native community, Kiana Chasing Horse, and her boyfriend, which, you know, are just the power couple for Gen Z right now in our Native communities. So Norma's going to come on, and she's going to talk about her travels and what she's been up to. And then we're going to have Deb Holland. She is going to stop in for a segment, and we're going to chat some political talk and have a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think if we would have started the show out right, we could have talked about that. But I'm all discombobulated here. I'm all thrown off here. Can we start the show over
Yeah, well, we could. I want to give another birthday shout out, which, like, I try to always remember everyone's birthday. And this is a big one. It's another Pisces birthday. So, you know, I have to shout it out. It's Kathy Coates. And Kathy is the author of To Banish Forever, A Secret Society, The Ho-Chunk, and Ethnic Cleansing in Minnesota. And happy birthday, Kathy. It's great to have you as a fellow Pisces.
A lot of Pisces there. And I know, Kathy listens to the show a lot when she's driving back, or she takes the train into the University of Minnesota and then takes the train back to St. Cloud up there. And I didn't know a cloud was a saint. I wonder how that city was named.
Yeah. Well, St. Paul, too.
Well, there was a saint named St. Paul. But not Saint Cloud. No,
yeah,
get
I don't
it,
know any clouds. No clouds that I know of.
I was thinking of that as a first name. but I know a lot of clouds, native cloud or native people with the last name Cloud. And you know, it's just an awesome deal here. We see a lot of representation. Saw a lot of representation during the Academy Awards and all the awards season. My Facebook blows up with all these great designs that are out there, and it'll be great to talk to Red Berry Woman here in the next segment. So I'm really excited. And Haley, you're going to have to help me because, you know, you can see what I'm wearing today is, I think I've worn this shirt 3 days in a row. So you can help me with, ever since COVID, I guess I've been wearing, it's hard for me to wear hard pants, you know, because I'm used to wearing soft pants in the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's and I know fair. you and your pants match your hat and all these things. So it'll be good for you to help me with that interview, please.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm surprised, you know, you're in that very cool red star Dakota Star shirt there. But I know you and your t-shirt collection, and you're just such a collectible when it comes to those t-shirts. So, I mean, you know, maybe Wendy's not there to do your laundry. I don't know.
Oh, laundry's all done. Believe you me. Hey, and check it out. I just want to remind everyone now that I've been, you know, zenning out here and I've lit some sage here for the beginning of the show, is we're going to have the Honorable Deb Holland on the third segment, and really had a lot of good things to say. She was in Wisconsin when we talked to her, and it was just great to touch base with her. And it's funny, every time I run into her, Haley, I always go, hey, I had a radio show, blah, blah, blah. We come on radio show. And she did mention when we were talking to her, I think before we recorded, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I must have been haggling her, you know.
Well, she came on. Yeah, she remembered it. And she was like, here I am, and I'll be back. Yeah.
Right.
She's always welcome.
Right, definitely. And you know, one of the things, too, that it's kind of fun and that we didn't bring up when we were talking here because we had other things to talk about was that she started with Emerge. Like, you know, our friend Arvina Martin runs Emerge Wisconsin for women politicians. And she had she has a heck of a story to become from where she was a single parent to where she is now.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's definitely worked hard. I know I look up to her, and so many people also see Deb as a leading role model for women just, you know, with big dreams.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to take a break here very soon here. We have a minute left. As you people that are watching us on Facebook Live and YouTube, you could see Haley put up that, you know, high tech sign that
she
made.
Oh, it's so high tech.
Right. And if you watch carefully, she's going to put up another sign here in another 10 seconds telling me that I have 30 seconds left. And I need that. So everybody watch here real quick.
There
she's
it goes.
Late. Yeah.
Well, anyways, yeah, just a great reminder to come over on our social media and watch us.
Right on. Hey, you know, you should say that now. I've just rearranged my studio, and now I'm in my office, and the background's not looking as cool as it normally does. So really watch tomorrow. Hey, This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune into Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
And again, if you guys are watching, Haley just put up an awesome graphic there with you must have just made that.
Yeah, recently.
Right on. That was a good one. I'm like, wow, this production of the show is going up in gangbusters. Hey, we got Nora Flying Horse and on and again, and we are so excited. And now that we know if we're Eastern or Central or I don't know Pacific time, and so I know you and Haley have been talking a lot during the weekend, so I feel like I should hand this over to Haley, but I see your designs and things all over, and especially prior to the Academy Awards and during the Academy Awards, so we're really honored to have you on, Haley. Why don't you take over here a little bit?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Pina Gigi. Hey, Norma, thanks for being on again with us. And just great to talk to you and see all of your work over the awards this season. Where you were somewhere this weekend, right? Or this past weekend. I would love for you to tell our listeners that experience.
Yeah, it was actually the reason I missed the first segment. I'm so sorry, but I'm so happy to be back. It's so great to be invited back. I was actually in Vegas, so I'm sorry about my voice. We had a fashion show inside of a nightclub. And let me tell you, it is hard to direct people in a nightclub. You are yelling constantly.
I bet.
And then on top of that, I was part of the General Assembly. I spoke on stage for the General Assembly. And then, of course, we did a lot of sidebar podcasts and whatnot. So it was really an effective week. I mean, for people to just take advantage of seeing one another, having that moment to visit, and you know how natives are, we love having coffee and visiting. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It was great to catch up with everybody. But yeah, we had a packed house. We had had Eugene Braveheart from, he played the Native American in Wonder Woman. Of course, that's what he's, known for. It's by me. I love that role he played. He played it so well. And then we had Christine Means, Tatanka Means' wife, who had joined us. And it's funny because I was like, she thought I wanted him to model. I'm like, no, I actually want you to model.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her and I are good friends. We've been friends for a while. So she's actually from my reservation. So so it was great. She was such a good energy to have. And then we had, of course, Jolie Proudfit, who is well, Dr. Jolie Proudfit, who is a professor out of California and so much more. She's literally the person who is behind the scenes of making all these indigenous films happen. And so she's just a great vibe. And of course, we had Tantu Cardinal. And I don't know if you guys got to see any part of the show that people were sharing, but the crowd went nuts. And I knew they would because, you know, she's Tantu Cardinal. I mean,
right. Yeah.
She's legend. And, you know, she doesn't even think she's legend. And I was like, no, honey, you, woo, she stole the show. She ended it well. I mean, it was phenomenal. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I forgot about what she was even wearing because it was because it was so cool. She wore the dress from the Osage premiere that I had dressed her for.
Wow.
Colors of the Flower Moon. That was the dress that she wore to the premiere. So
wow.
Yeah, and it was just it was so wonderful. She brought it and she's like, do you want me to wear it? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yes. So yes. Wow. I mean, they were just, and then of course we had Quanah Chasing Horse, mm-hmm. who was mm-hmm. just at, she came from the Oscars to join us. And while at the Oscars, she was named one of the best dressed on the runway. And I had made this creation for her a year ago for another event when she had been nominated for Model of the Year in Paris. But unfortunately, she wasn't able to wear it during that time. And she calls me and she's like, hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm wearing your dress at the Oscars. And I'm going, oh my God, wait, was I supposed to be mailing you a dress?
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
Like, the one I had is perfect. We're going to wear it. I'm like, and then of course I got so busy with the Vegas show that I literally was missing the Oscars. I was missing like seeing her on the red carpet. I was missing everything, you know, and people were sending me articles. And when she showed up for the Vegas show the next day, she's like, look at this. And she sends me a video and it's Anna Wintour. And those of you who don't know who Anna Wintour is, she's literally the character from Devil Wears Prada. You know, she mm-hmm. is the same, mm-hmm. the end all of fashion. I don't care what kind of fashion you're doing. She's it. She knows fashion.
Yeah.
And the video she sent me, it had Anna Wintour only picking Quanah's look as her favorite look for the Oscars. And the podcast people who were writers of Vogue had said that they had gotten CC'd. They usually get CC'd on things. And Quanah was the only one that she had picked, she had chosen. So, I mean, it's just, I bawled.
That's amazing.
I bawled. I couldn't help myself. I'm with all my models and I'm just like, bah! I'm a big mess, you know. And it's just, it's amazing, like, to be even thought of by the industry like that. And but to have Anna Wintour be like, you know what, of all of these gowns that cost millions of dollars, we're gonna go with the one that the indigenous woman made on a budget.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, you've made it at that point.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done. I'm gonna go sit out now.
So did that have to do with the Rise convention down in Vegas, your show, or was it just happened to be
the Reservation Economic Summit?
Yes.
So what it was 4 years ago, my friend Cora Chandler had called me and said, you know what we should do? We should put on a fashion show, invite Rez and tell them, look what we can do. Mm-hmm. And so we did just that. She got boots to the ground and she got money for us. And, you know, she got a place for us to have the show. And I did all of the creating and whatnot. And then, of course, Brocade, who was in this past weekend show, she was my opener. And so that's how it went 4 years ago. And it just happened to be that the RES, the Rez board had been invited and they loved it. And they're like, this is definitely part of our economy now. Like we are going into a phase where Native fashion is becoming literally the forefront of fashion mm-hmm. now. And, you know, you have people like Quanah and you have people, you know, like Tatanka who are on these best dress lists. And when I was little, to see somebody of color, you know, any color, you know, get those types of titles, was great. It was phenomenal. But to know these people firsthand, to be able to say that I've sat down and visited with all of these people, and I know how hard they've worked at being where they're at, and the immense emotion it must be, especially for someone like Lily. I mean, I can't even fathom the overwhelming, you know, like pressure that it must be for her to be at the Oscars. I mean, you're constantly watched about what you're what you're wearing, and she's doing such a fantastic job, like representing so many beautiful artists, and she's doing it with such grace. And I'm so proud of her. I'm just so proud of everybody in the industry, because the harder they work and the more they want me to dress them, the more better I do.
Exactly. That's what I said too, I think, on a different episode. I'm like, the more people, the more Native representation we have across, you know, films, the more opportunity that designers have to dress them, you know, for the runways and the carpets and whatnot. But bringing up Lily Gladstone and just her representation, and she always just puts a spotlight on Native people wherever. It's like a video I saw her at the Oscars on the red carpet running up to the only Native journalist there. Yeah. And was just, you know, ready to do an interview. And that's just, you know, we show up for our people and we see them and, you know, we recognize each other in every space.
That is very, very, very true. I mean, and we try to do it in a way where we're respectful, because for me, I don't care to just go about and doing however what design. It's really important for me to know the person that I'm designing for, the tribes they come from. The outfit that Quanah wore, the feathers, we did a black, I did a black shoulder, and it was really cool because she is part of the Raven Clan. And so, and then the Lakota beadwork across her choker, because she is Lakota. These are little representational things that, like, once she starts doing these interviews, it's going to give her that platform to talk about her clanship. It's going to give her that platform to talk about, you know, what she, how she wants to support Indigenous artists. So fashion is a conversation starter. Fashion speaks before you do. And I've always said this, it always speaks before you do. So what story are you telling with your fashion? Because we're storytellers, and that's how it has always been. It'll always be that way. And so every piece that I create, there's a story to it. There's a background to it. There's a meaning to it. And just like our garments, just like our dance garments. So, and which I've grown up making outfits because, you know, I was born into a powwow family, and I powwowed my entire life. I still do. And so it wasn't a hard transition for me to make it into fashion. So it was definitely a fulfilled week. I there was so much happening that I was like, I need a PR person.
Exactly.
I'm trying to keep up with it all.
That's awesome. Hey, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back to you for the fourth segment. And I just want to say one thing. Those two young models, I've met them a bunch of times. They are two generally the nicest people you ever want to meet.
Yes. I really don't like calling my people models. They are they're representatives for sure. They represent so much more than the garment that they have on. So beautiful people, beautiful.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Up next, who do we got?
The Honorable Deb Holland will be speaking with us.
Just checking if you're listening. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Life can be hectic. Sometimes the pressure can feel like too much, and the emotions can be overwhelming. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, it's Angela Warner for Warner Stellion. There's broken appliances, and then there's appliances you just wish would finally break. Like that dishwasher that doesn't really wash your dishes, so you have to. Stop waiting and shop our free tax rebate sale. Not only will you get instant savings of up to 50%, our exclusive tax rebate saves you another 8% back. And that's not our only exclusive deal. You'll also score free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch. See how much you'll save right now at WarnerStellion.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. Whether it's cracks in your existing sidewalks, steps, chimney restoration, or a whole new project, you can trust our team to ensure satisfaction through detailed planning and precision. Native Concrete and Masonry is a Native American-owned business, and we have worked with our clients throughout the Twin Cities metro area. We work closely with our clients to accomplish our initiatives. Learn more at NativeConcreteMasonry.com.
Anin, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, with Make Voting a Tradition.
Right on. Hey, I want to welcome our guest, the Honorable Deb Holland. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Right on. Hey, I let's get to it because I know you're on a tight schedule. You know, as we speak, you're in Wisconsin taking part of Wisconsin Coordinated Campaign's general election launch. What are you looking forward to sharing with voters on the campaign trail?
Thanks so much for the question. First, I just want to say how happy I am to be here in my personal capacity. You know, I started out as an organizer in politics, working hard to get out the Native vote and working hard to get out every vote. So I feel, you know, I'm really happy to be here helping to make sure that voters get out this time around. And of course, the Biden-Harris administration has been amazing. And quite frankly, Americans have a choice in this election between two very different economic visions for this country. President Biden, who wakes up every day working hard to make life better for working people, and his opponent, who is focused on helping himself and his ultra-wealthy friends. So President Biden has worked hard to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. It has shown. He's created millions of jobs. And, you know, since he's been in office, we've seen over 179,000 new business applications in Wisconsin, $79 million to help Wisconsin small businesses access capital, $3 million to help Wisconsin small business incubators and accelerators, $150 million to assist Wisconsin chambers and nonprofit organizations, providing assistance to thousands of Wisconsin small businesses. So we know that President Biden cares deeply about every single community, and it's definitely showing here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, thank you. Big Pinagigi, thank you for setting the record straight. We talk about this all the time on Native Roots Radio, and it's great to hear you amplifying that. You know, on Saturday, March 23rd, is the anniversary of President Obama's signing of the Affordable Care Act. From your perspective, what has been the impact of that legislation here in Wisconsin and across the country in Turtle Island?
Absolutely. Well, as we know, the Affordable Care Act is a big deal. And, you know, President Biden has used his time in office to lower costs and expand access to health care for millions of Americans. This year, a record 21 million Americans, including over 250,000 actually, Wisconsinites signed up for the ACA coverage. And right now, 4 out of 5 Americans can find health care coverage for $10 a month or less through the ACA. So it's important when, you know, when we have these open enrollment periods that people who need health care go to the website, find health care. It's as easy as that. It's important that we are all covered. And mm-hmm. So just to say a quick note about President Biden essentially making our country healthy again. He mm-hmm. took office in the midst of this terrible COVID pandemic. Since then, we've all gotten vaccines and boosters, and I've gotten as many boosters as they'll give me because mm-hmm. I feel confident that we need a healthy society. So proud of the work that President Biden has done, and we're going to keep moving forward to make sure that Americans have health care.
Absolutely. And those boosters protect our elders, and we're all boosted up here on Native Roots Radio, and I agree 100%. We want to keep our elders and our young ones healthy along with ourselves, so I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, we don't like to talk about the orange one, Donald Trump, here, but recently he said that there's a lot you can do in terms of cutting essential benefits like Medicare and Social Security. Why should voters take those words seriously, Deb?
Well, Robert, of course, when someone tells you who they are, I think you need to listen to them and believe them as to who they are. And, you know, how we all feel in Indian country about our aunties, our uncles, our grandparents, all of our elders, they've earned those benefits, first mm-hmm. of all. So when you're, you know, when somebody's worked an entire career and paid into Social Security and receives those benefits, those are their benefits. And so we really can't take a chance. It looks like the president's opponent, if he wants to cut Medicare and Social mm-hmm. Security, he wants to make sure that people live in poverty, quite frankly. So so I feel very, very confident that making sure that we are supporting President Biden, he is going to lift up those communities. He's going to lift up our aunties and uncles. Mm-hmm. His opponent is running on a campaign of resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not the way to go for our country.
You know, we talk about as natives, our elders, and our elders, we listen to our elders. Our elders speak slowly and think about what they're saying and have a lot of knowledge. And I really feel like President Biden is one of our elders.
Well, I am. You know, President Biden has been out there, as I said, working hard every single day. Mm-hmm. He's moved our country in the right direction. I mean, think about where we were 3 years mm-hmm. ago when he took office. He got right to work. We saw those images of him signing all those executive orders on day one.
Mm-hmm.
He wants what's best for our country. And I really feel confident that he'll make it even better over the next 4 years.
Absolutely. Hey, what would you say to someone who's thinking about staying home instead of coming out to vote in this November?
So, as I said, Robert, I started out as an organizer in Indian country, you know, in my home state of New Mexico. I've always felt that Indian country, that the native vote is an important part of our democracy. In fact, we have democracies that are thousands of years old. Mm-hmm. And we have opportunities to make sure that we're supporting the candidates who care about our issues. And so, you know, this election is too important for any of us to sit out. Indian country has a voice and we should absolutely use it. Our voice matters. Our vote matters. And I think we definitely have the power to influence elections. You know, it's we're working to re-elect President Biden, but we're also working to elect candidates up and down the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
These are candidates for our local communities, representatives. You know, I know that they're not all on the same ballot, but we have, you know, city council members, county commissioners, school board members. These are all elections that matter to our communities, to our children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, as putting my organizer hat on, I want everyone to get out and vote this time around because this is a very important election. And there are so many issues, as we mentioned, a few of them, the economy, Social Security, Medicare, health care. There's education is on the ballot. Environmental justice is on the ballot. All of these things are on the ballot, and Indian country has an opportunity to make a difference in the future for our children and generations into the future.
Absolutely. And you made up a good point there. I know in the last cycle, Native communities had a large say in what how the election ended and, you know, in Arizona and Michigan. So I just want to amplify what you just said. We got a minute left, Deb, and we're here with the Honorable Deb Holland. And I want to give you a minute here to say whatever you'd like to say. You know, I love being a conduit to the people out there with, we have such great guests and you are an awesome guest too. So I want to give you that opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, you know, stepping up to make sure that Indian country can hear what's happening out there, right? There is so much, you know, in this era of, you know, you don't know whether news is correct or whether it's not, but we can tune in to you and hear what's really happening and hear the truth about the real news that's happening out there. So I appreciate you all being here faithfully, making sure that we can hear what's happening out there. But I do want to definitely say, everybody get out and vote. This is what I've been working on my entire adult life, volunteering out there in Indian country. You know, Robert, I've cooked, I've walked, I've knocked. You know, in Indian country, there are not a lot of doorbells, so you got to knock on those doors, and sometimes you get bruised knuckles, but it's all worth it. So, I just want to say that all of y'all would make me proud if you would get out and vote this time around.
Wow, thank you so much. A big peeny geegy, thank you, the Honorable Deb Holland. Have a great day and keep up the great work. We're watching you and our young ones are watching you.
Excellent.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio and we'll be right back after this short break.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. Air stands for American Indian Relations.
guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis Air dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis Air on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. Whether it's cracks in your existing sidewalks, steps, chimney restoration, or a whole new project, you can trust our team to ensure satisfaction through detailed planning and precision. Native Concrete and Masonry is a Native American-owned business, and we have worked with our clients throughout the Twin Cities metro area. We work closely with our clients to accomplish our initiatives. Learn more at nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Attention transit customers! On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
I am Ricky Bedlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio right here.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, thank you so much, Deb Holland, for coming on. That was really fun and exciting, and we, like I said earlier, Haley, I've been badgering her for years to come on.
Yeah. And she did great. She was a pro.
Definitely. Hey, what do we got going here? We have Norma Flyinghorse on, and wow, we're just talking about the exciting things that are happening in design. And also, you know, I just get so sick. I have a store and we go to the state fair, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Minnesota State Fair at all, but it's huge. It's got 2 million people in 12 days. It's the second largest fair in the country, and only Texas has a larger one because they're all month. But we have a store out there, and the appropriation that I see in the fair and these places is unbelievable. That is Native inspired. They use all these words like that. And, so it's really good to talk to somebody that's, and always great to talk to somebody that's designing on a high level like yourself. And it's great because, you know, we always tell people in Native Roots Radio, when you go somewhere, ask who designed this, ask who made this. And it's open for anyone to wear, but just please support our Native designers and artists.
Yeah, and that is so the point. I mean, I've said this a million times, is that you got to understand the mission, you got to understand the assignment, and that assignment is to educate people around us, because the more education we can spread, the more that we can describe who we are to people, the more that people understand where we're coming from. I think the easier it is for us to get into these spaces that, you know, that people, we've never really been part of before, you know, these red carpet events and whatnot. And I think it's wonderful that like people like Lillian and Quanah and Tantu, they're wearing things on the red carpet that are not only high-end couture. I mean, because get real, I mean, that's what our stuff is couture. I mean, we hand make everything. All our traditions, all our teachings go into everything we make, whether it's on the red carpet or, you know, in ceremony or in grand entry. It doesn't matter. Everything goes into our work that has been passed down by ancestors. It's been passed down through teachings. I remember being 12 and wanting to go outside and play. And my grandma was like, no, you have a legging to finish. And it's like, you know, I want to go play. But I understood later on in life why she made me sit and learn patience and learn to take, you know, time management. And there was so much she was teaching me, not just to beat. She was teaching me all these things, you know, and that's all put into our garments. And so you're right. There's a lot of Native inspired, and I like the way that Eighth Generation put it when they said inspired Natives, and that's what we are. We're inspired to teach people who we are and where we come from, and we're inspired to have a world where people are respectful of one another's cultures and want to learn about one another's cultures. You should always be willing to learn, and if you're not, you're missing out on so much. You know, there's so many beautiful cultures, not just ours, that walk these red carpets now. You know, it's the world is beginning to celebrate, you know, the color that has always been there. You know, the people that have worked really hard at being recognized for their talent. And I think Killers of the Flower Moon really opened that door on a different level for not just the actors that were involved, but like for people like me. For people, you know, that were in the film industry, people that are in the hair and makeup industry, it's not just about a pretty dress. It's not just about wearing something on a red carpet. You're representing your people. You're taking your people with you, and that's what Lillian means when she says leave that door open. And that's always been a mentality of mine, because it's a tribal thought mentality. If we don't have tribal thought mentality, then we're not going to survive.
Well, I really like that. Taking our people with us. That's exactly what you're doing. Wow. That's I'm going to design a t-shirt that says that on there, because that's,
you know, her speech, you know, leave the door open and you know, you're taking your people. And that, I think it was that episode of Res Dogs where, you know, you've seen the young lady with all her ancestors standing behind her. Very powerful. Whoever had scripted and ran that, it spoke volumes of how we are as Indigenous people. We never forget the ancestors that we were, you know, given all of these things for. And I feel for people who have been part of dislocation acts, you know, that where they were taken from the reservation and they were try to be mainstreamed into society. You know, a lot of there was a movement here that happened on our reservation as well. People were taken down south, and hopefully they were going to mainstream into, you know, being, you know, these people that were colonized. And so, but that just speaks to the spirit of our Indigenous people, because I have met so many people that are like, I know where I come from. I know I come from there. And even though I haven't grown up there, I'm coming home. I feel like that's where I need to be. And I wish that for everyone, because everyone should feel like they're part of something, or they belong somewhere, or they're meaningful, that their life means something. And that's what I really encourage our young people, you know, try to ask questions. You guys have the ability to use the internet. We didn't have that when we were younger. You know, we have to rely on aunties.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny though, too. When you talk about your grandma, your nanny, your gaga, you know, telling you these things, well, somebody told her and somebody told them.
Yes.
And it's just, you're so connected when you hear those stories.
Yes. We've always believed that we're stronger in numbers. We've always believed that. We've always believed that, you know, family is first. Family is, you know, and for to go through what the government has put us through and to be in the state of recovering from all of that, because we are. This didn't happen centuries ago. I literally have grandparents still alive that can speak to the horrendous acts of the boarding school, who can speak to the horrendous acts of being taken by the BIA away from their parents. These are stories that I didn't hear until I became an adult, because speaking about them was so traumatizing for our people. You know, we always quietly knew there was this horrible things happening in boarding schools and that our people endured quite a bit. We always knew that quietly. Mm-hmm. So when they were finding these bodies and they were only confirming what we knew was happening. Right. And so that right there is when I put something out there, when I'm able to, you know, get the opportunity to show the world who we are, like Quanah's dress, you know, what's funny about that dress is it wasn't made specifically for the Oscars. She just happened to have it because I create things and she's such a supporter that, you know, she's like, she calls me auntie now. I'm trying to be cool, Quanah. You can't be calling me auntie. Yeah. Don't call me auntie in front of people. I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to be young and hip. And now, like, we had DeFaro was in the show too. And he is just the sweetheart, her boyfriend. And yes. He was laughing. I was like, I got something for you. And I slapped him in the show. And it was such a good time because our shows are not, you know, they're not made to sit and judge one another or be whatever. I mean, you should have felt the vibe. I mean, every look that came out, everyone was clapping and cheering and supportive of one another. I mean, whether you understand it in your tribe or not, you know that that person had to do a lot of work to get where they're at. And that's what we support. That's what we'll always support. That's what I'll always support.
Yep.
You know, as long as you are doing things in a manner where it's correct, you're not falsifying information, you're not falsifying who you are, I will support you. Because I believe that there's room for everybody at the table, as long as you're truly doing it with good intentions and you're truly doing it for your people. Because at the end of the day, which I don't like saying that saying, we're, you know, we are all just trying to make it. We're all just trying to survive still. And we should give each other grace and pity, you know, because we should understand what we are going through. And so it's easy for us to support one another if we do remember that.
Yeah, well, you're not old enough to remember this. I was 17 years old when we were able to practice our own religion in 1978. So that it's not that long ago for me.
I don't remember it, but I've been spoken about it. I've been told about it. My grandfathers were the Mandaree singers. I come from Norman Baker, who was one of the original Mandaree singers of Mandaree. And they were one of the first drum groups to really kind of go against that, and they traveled down south and they powwowed and they kept it going. So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have to remember that not too long ago we had the government trying to suppress us in every way, and that wasn't too long ago.
That's right. Hey, Peeny Geeky, thank you so much for coming on again. We got to do this again. And Haley, thanks for setting this up and doing the great job as producer as always.
Thank you, and thank you, Norma Baker Flying Horse Redberry Woman.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.